And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Herb Sewell joins us from the Michael Jackson trial in Santa Maria. Later on tonight, we are going to be talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, a couple of homeowners who will be organizing a caravan, a Save Terry Chavo caravan. And Herb, I guess you're getting a bite to eat after the trial today?
I'm getting a bite to eat, and I'm amazed that I'm able to get a bite to eat after watching the trial today. And it wasn't so much what was on in the trial, Phil. I was thinking during the trial of a gentleman that I was at Atascadero with, and his name was Blanchard Lee Scott. And Blanchard Lee Scott... And
let me jump in so people know. You were at a forensic hospital for the criminally insane. You were convicted of child molestation, child endangerment, felony sexual assault.
Yes, the potpourri, Phil. I'm not trying to make light of it, but...
Yeah, it was a very serious series of crimes.
Yes, very serious, very serious. You might say that I was on all counts guilty, you know, all... Whatever it was, I don't know, 23 counts, I was guilty. But having spent my time in a forensic hospital, and let me just say this, Michael Jackson is guilty. Michael Jackson will be found guilty. I'm wondering if his attorney shouldn't change his plea to criminally insane.
And can he do that?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think that given what he faces in prison, you know, as opposed to what he could possibly... the contacts he could make at the Tascadero at the forensic hospital.
Well, what do you mean, contacts?
Well, all I'm saying is that the individuals at the forensic hospital are not going to be prone to a violent attitude toward a Michael Jackson, since everyone there, in one degree or another, has committed a series of egregious crimes, most of them violent, and certainly crimes of the nature that Mr. Jackson's accused of, and certainly that's why I was there, that's why Walter Belhaven and others are still there. So I would think...
Are you saying that Michael Jackson would be safer in a forensic hospital for the mentally for the criminally insane?
Well, I think he'd be safer. I think he'd find people there who are... perhaps more have his interests. He perhaps shares interests with them, music, poetry.
Well, we're not talking, what are we talking about, a country club?
No, we're not talking, no. I'm just saying that he's not, you know, in one count of sexual molestation would definitely make him, an amateur compared to a lot of the individuals there. So that's one idea that I would have for Mr. Jackson's attorney, and that's free of charge, the other idea that I've got here, I was reminded of Blanchard Lee Scott was a man that I got to know when I was in the locked facility for a while. I had been particularly violent at one point in my incarceration. They put me in the locked ward, and I met Blanchard Lee Scott there. And Blanchard Lee Scott was eventually convicted for the murder of 21 children, but they never found the bodies. It was what you might call habeas corpus, habeas delecti. So they never found them. And the reason why I'm saying this is because he was a rather interesting man. It reminds me a little bit of Michael Jackson. He had a train set in his garage. And
did you find all of this out talking to him?
Yes, I did.
You met this man, Mr. Scott, in a locked portion of the hospital?
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
When you had a violent, you say you had a violent episode?
I did, yes. Yes, I had been there for probably about 6 months, and I had an episode with another one of the patients. And so they transferred me out from the transfer facility on into the locked ward, and that's where I met Mr. Scott.
Okay.
Now, he had a home in a in a nice bucolic suburban area, and he had a train set in his garage. And the train set was quite, my understanding was quite involved. You know, it was one of the things that these kinds of people enjoy. I'm not really much myself an aficionado of train sets. I prefer the big ones. So anyway, he would dress up in a conductor uniform or in a train in a sort of the...
like an engineer?
Yes, like an engineer with a striped overalls. And the children would come over and enjoy this train set. Now, 21 children over the period of 8 months went missing.
And 21 kids went missing while they were at his house?
No, that's just it. They were never able to directly tie this to Blanchard. And they were never really able to find any of the bodies. And
do they know what happened to them?
Well, they do. And I don't know if you're... I know it's the dinner hour.
Oh, God. All right. Well, be as delicate as you can.
Well, let me just say that he had an arrangement with a health food store in the area. And he marketed something that he called all white meat chili.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Did I have some of the apple pie? And what he did...
Are you ordering dinner?
I'm sorry?
Are you eating?
Phil, I'm famished. I've been in trial all day. I've been in the courtroom all day.
Well, you're telling me about this guy...
Yes, you're right. It's very gruesome. But yes, a la mode.
I don't know how you can eat apple pie and ice cream, man, after a story like that.
Well, in any event, this Mr. Scott was convicted of the murder of these children, having never found the bodies, but I suppose you might say they were recovered piecemeal. I'm sorry, forgive me. But seriously,
brother,
I think that Michael Jackson should throw himself on the mercy of the court, criminally insane, get himself remanded to the forensic hospital, and he'll meet the guys. And
when you say he'll meet the guy, we're talking about Walter?
Yeah, all of them. You know, Walter and Randall Toomey, all of them, and Blanchard Lee Scott and Jim Co, all of them. And he'll find that he's not as much of a freak as he thinks he is, you see. Because, as I said, Phil, we're all freaks in the freak show, so, we're sort of together. But in any event, the trial today was all about this testimony that's going to be admitted.
All right, I understand that they're going to allow testimony from previous allegations of sexual abuse. They're also going to hear from something having to do with Macaulay Culkin and his stay there.
Yeah, all of that. And oh, God, you know, get a movie star involved in all this. So it was pretty much part of the pattern. And I think, and this lead defense attorney, this Mesereau, he was arguing against admitting the evidence. He said the prosecutors were trying to salvage a losing case with a parade of dubious witnesses. Let me tell you something, Mr. Mesereau. I don't know who you, if you think you're winning, you know, then let me just tell you that the Japanese won World War II. Yes, I don't see how it's possible. One thing's for sure, Phil, after telling the story I just told you, I'll pass on tonight's entree, the special chili. This is Herb Sewell, reporting from Santa Maria.
You know, Bud, did you tell him he could lock out like that?
What do you mean?
Well, what's with this is Herb Sewell reporting? Usually I say goodbye and he says goodbye.
Yeah, I thought you'd want to be a reporter.
No. I don't want him locking out with this is Herb Sewell and then he hangs up. I don't need that. It's almost like he's doing a punchline, okay?
Yeah, okay. And get your underwear all knotted up and up your crack.
Get my underwear all knotted up and up my crack, huh?
Yeah, talk much?
Excuse me, folks. I got to go. I think, what is it, 7:15? Yeah, I think it's ass kick time. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley later on tonight on the Terry Schiavo case. They're organizing a caravan to Florida. And if they can get Terry, get her, as Bobby says, get the machine hooked back up to her, all they'll ask for is a little bit of payment so they can redo the front wall at Western Estates. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. -800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Got a flashback by request here on The Phil Hendry Show, and we'll get to it in a moment. I wanted to just tell you we had a wonderful Easter dinner last night, but there is this thing with this ham. I don't know how it all started. You got to have ham for Easter, but in any event, the ham that my wife got's the one that's got the bone in the middle of it, and it tells you how to cut it and then twist the bone and pull it out of the ham. You know, and...
What did you say?
Don't interrupt me, bud.
Okay, I got to call Mr. Hall.
You got to call Mr. Hall? You go ahead. So you have to take the... I don't know if you've ever done it, you guys, with these bone-in hams, but you cut it... Hold on, what?
You got to talk to him.
What are you talking about pulling ham for?
I didn't say anything about pulling ham.
Bud said you're on the air right now talking about pulling ham.
I didn't say pulling ham. I said pulling the bone.
Well, it's the same thing.
Pulling bone, huh?
Out of a ham!
Look, Phil, don't you understand what's going on in the broadcast business today? Do you understand what we're up against?
Yes, I understand. I mean, I can't even talk about having Easter dinner.
Easter dinner? Bud said you're on the air talking about pulling ham this and pulling ham that.
I was talking about pulling the bone out...
There you go again.
Out of a ham.
God, man. Mr. Hall, you want me to just make note of all these mentions?
Yeah, bud. Have them on my desk tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock sharp.
9 o'clock sharp. Nice talking there, Mumbles.
Hey, I ain't the guy who's on the hot seat, man. You're the one sitting there going, hey, this weekend I pulled ham.
I didn't say that.
Just watch it.
You're a real idiot. You know that, bud? You know, you got to get your freaking ears checked.
You were talking about pulling a bone.
Out of a ham, you dumbass. Phil, I'd love to hear again how Larry Grover feels filthy after looking at some chick's big ones and then proceeds to throw himself down a flight of stairs as penance. Thanks, Rusty. Here it is, Rusty. What was it that you wanted to demonstrate?
I wanted to show you that I believe in a pure sex with a woman. I'm not trying to... When a woman gets her chest made big, it has nothing to do with me. And I didn't mean anything by it.
And nobody's blaming you.
But, and yet, if I get attracted to it, I feel filthy. And so, what we do in my religion is we do, as I said, Mr. Henry, practice a form of self-punishment that many of the early Christian saints practiced.
Yeah, but I don't know that I want to hear you demonstrate it or my audience wants to.
Well, I think it's important so that people know that I'm very sorry for looking at her big, big ones. And
all right, what, sir, to witness someone punish themselves, look, I've already been through the Nicholas Berg video.
I'm not going to attempt anything violent like that, but I do have to use at my disposal whatever I can use to show God that I'm sorry.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to throw myself down a flight of stairs. There are steel stairs here at the Prince Center. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Please don't do it, sir.
Please forgive me. Please.
Mr. Grover?
Damn!
Mr. Grover?
Ow. Ow.
Mr. Grover?
Ow. Ow. It hurts.
Sir, you threw yourself down some stairs.
It hurts.
You did this simply because you're ashamed of yourself for looking at a girl's larger breasts after she got a breast job.
Ow!
And because you feel ashamed of that, you have punished yourself in the tradition of the early Christian saints.
Ow!
And all of this... because you feel they're sexually harassing you with their breast jobs. Isn't that correct?
Ow.
Furthermore, I don't know.
It hurts, but I am clean, and I know Jesus... You know what? I better do it again.
Wait a second.
I'm going to do it again. I don't feel cleansed. One, two, yeah! Got it. Yeah, that did it.
There you go. That's for all of our Catholic friends. I are one, too, sort of. Went to Mass yesterday with my wife and kids. Got all dressed up in a tweed blazer. Had on the nice slacks and the hard shoes. Had on the pullover that my wife says I look so, quote, handsome in. Honey, why don't you wear the pullover? All right, babe, you know, but I don't like to wear those tight sweaters. Why? Because my stomach's fat. Oh, it is not. Yes, it is, baby. Yes, it is.
No, it's just wear the jacket and wear it open.
Yeah, wear it open, meaning if I button it.
Well, you are a little tight in it. Now put on that nice black pullover and put on your shoes and get your butt in the car. Let's go. All right, babe. So we go rolling on down there. And I've been getting this here in the Los Angeles area, folks, a lot. And it's like goes like this. Where are you now? I miss you. And it's always a 55-year-old woman.
Oh, you mean I'm not on grandma's station anymore? I'm on a sports station.
Oh.
Well, you don't have to listen to the sports. You can just listen to me.
Well, you know, I just love to listen to Dr. Leon.
You mean Laura?
Yes. And all of them.
Dr. Leon.
And I realize, well, good riddance. Everybody that walks up to me and says, what happened to you, man? Why aren't you at 640 anymore? They're all 180 plus death. There's not one person who walks up to me and asks me, what happened to you? Why are you not on 640 that isn't leaning forward on something aluminum? You know how they're kind of moving it along the thing? Which, by the way, I think I'm on my way to that, man. I don't know what happened to my back, but I got a pain in the middle of my back.
Must be from all that ham pulling.
Come here for a minute, bud.
No, I didn't mean it. Come here for a minute.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our web address is www. You get on that hotline again, man, and oh, death follows, bud, death follows. Remember what Wyatt Earp said, wherever I go, hell follows with me.
Anyway, our web address, www.philhenryshow.com. Check it out. We have a new picture going up on the website tonight of the new crew. Well, not the new crew, but it's the current configuration of Phil Henry Show crew, Harry Shelley and Mark Newman and the beautiful Michelle Fernandez. We also have a new DVD pick of the week. It's Creation of the Humanoids. Now, I have to tell you, Creation of the Humanoids is not out on DVD. However, it ought to be, and that's what we say. You click on it, you'll see a little box comes up, and I don't know, how do you get something on DVD? Do you bug the people at Amazon.com? Creation of the Humanoids is a great movie. And our quote of the week from it is, you say my sister's in rapport with a clicker, you bet I'll kill you. And that's from a member of the Order of Flesh and Blood. And then, of course, we're also going to be starting a new feature this week instead of Bud's Babe of the Week, Bud, because we couldn't take one more picture of Marion Ross or Susan Powder. We got Chris Norton.
That guy's a perv.
At least he's got slightly better taste in women than you. So Chris Norton's Babe of the Week is going to alternate with Bud's Pick of the Week. So that we can go from the sublime to the ridiculous, I guess. And as well as our Suet Air Shop and our, of course, our Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD is available. And I want to remind you on the 17th of April at the Alex Theater in Glendale will be a benefit for my friend's place, a comedy night, featuring Christopher Titus, Bill Maher, Joe Rogan. And the tickets for that are, I think, anywhere from 35 to a C note. But the point is, it goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for the Kids down in Hollywood. And those three guys, God bless them for donating their time. If you're going to be in town, if you are in town, if you're going to be leaving town and you decide to turn around and come back for something, this would be the thing to do. Come on back for the comedy night. It's on April the 17th. It's at the Alex Theater in Glendale. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. It's a really cool thing that those guys are doing. It's Phil Henry's show, and later on tonight we will have Bobby and Steve Dooley. And we are also going to have this evening Craig Hardy returns with headlines from a guy that gets his news in a bar. Craig sits in a bar in Chicago, overhears stuff, and then comes on our show once a week and tells us what's happening in the world. I mean, it's either that, you can get it from Drudge or Dan Rather, or you can get it from Craig Hardy listening to it as the guy's dropping off the big kegger of Schlitz. Also, we're going to have a possible Spanish soap opera tonight called El Pastel Magico de Barro, which basically means magical mud pile. But you know how it sounds really cool when they do it like that? And then I believe somebody thinks that I'm going to go outside and wrestle an alligator. Well, you can forget that. And what is this supposed to mean, Bub? A tape of the Pope's silent Easter blessing. What's that mean?
It's a tape.
It's silent.
Right.
So what am I listening to?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can hear him fall against furniture and stuff as he goes out.
Oh, that's great, man. Bob Baikie will be reporting on the major earthquake in the Indian Ocean. And you know what? With the earthquake and the tsunami, those folks are, they're running out of money. I mean, in other words, they needed the bread for the tsunami. Now they're going to need more bread for the earthquake. I guess there's just not enough money. They're going to be asking for more, so... And also, of course, the Terry Schiavo story with Bobby and Steve. All up tonight on The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Plus, weekend sports update with Laurel and Hardy.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, sir?
Oh, hi, Phil. I was wondering to sing the Laurel and Hardy bit. I was wondering if you could do it tonight.
I can't do the Laurel and Hardy bit tonight, sir.
Okay, why's that?
Because I don't have the Laurel and Hardy music.
Well, I don't... can you use Leave It to Beaver or any of them?
Leave It to Beaver? Why?
It doesn't matter. You can just use any music. People believe it's you. Doing, you know, Laurel Hardy, nothing in Laurel Hardy.
You know, I can't believe you, man. You know, you live like in a holler in Tennessee, and yet you used to write for Dharma and Greg and all of these comedy shows?
Yeah, well, I went to MIT, and I met Dottie Dartle on them over there.
You met the producers of Dharma and Greg at MIT?
Uh-huh.
Where do you live now?
Oh, right now I'm living at the beach. I just live out of it. Got a friend of mine left his truck here, so I'm there. I'm in anybody's truck that wants to leave it here.
You're living in friends' trucks at the beach?
Mm-hmm. But I've been waiting to hear a bit, so...
I can't do... What do you think, bud?
Yeah, give it a shot.
I don't know why I'm listening to you, you freaking squealer, you rat.
Try it out.
And now, weekend sports update with Laurel and Hardy.
Ollie?
Yes, Stanley?
Well, it looks like the Minnesota Spurs won another big game. They're not giving up hope of home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
Well, it's like I always like to say, Stanley. Those who... It ain't working, man.
Oh, it was fine.
It's good. Keep it going.
Ollie?
Yes, Stanley?
Well, the NBA playoffs are here, and just in time, too. Kobe and Iverson, that'll be a good one.
Well, Stanley, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Oh!
Ain't you got no sound effects?
Yeah, I got sound effects.
You gotta have somebody falling there.
Turn it off, will you? Turn the freaking thing off.
What's the problem?
I can't do that bit, man. I gotta have the Laurel and Hardy music. Got nothing to do with Leave It to Beaver.
He's got no sound effects?
Well, you're the guy that's got the sound effects. Why don't you play them? Yeah, David.
What are you guys doing now?
What?
All over the place. Beaver this and Beaver that.
He's talking about...
I told him to play a Little Rascal theme, but he wanted to play the other one.
Didn't that hick tell you to play the little Rascal theme? No, he did not. Wait a minute, why am I on mic? I should be on the phone.
Didn't that guy tell you to play the Little Rascal theme?
No, he didn't. He told me to play Leave It to Beaver.
There you go again.
Hi, Mr. Hall, I told you. Beaver, ham pulling. This is terrible. I'm going to quit and go to work for Christian radio.
See that? Bud wants to go work for a Jesus station. I've been watching you, Hendry. Last week it was train, rod, and poker. Today, what do I get? Beaver and ham pull. If you don't stop, you're fired.
I try to tell Mr. Hall.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Well,
I mean, you better get your head out of your butt tonight, Hendry. I know it's Monday, but Jesus.
All right, so we ain't going to play the Leave It to...
What?
We ain't going to play the Leave It to the Rodent theme for Laurel and Hardy. And until I get that Little Rascal music, I ain't doing any more Laurel and Hardy bits, screwballs, weekend sports, whatever. And keep that nut who used to write for Darman Greg off of my phone, living in a truck at the beach. I bet you all the guys who used to write for that show are living in a truck at the beach. I'm joking around. 1-800-449-8686. You guys watch any TV? My kids are. Halo, that is. Oh, my God. Last night. Okay, it's time for Easter dinner. Hold on for a minute. Boo, 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 boo. Okay, dude, you're like 21, man. Haven't you gotten that out of your system? Which, by the way, I don't want to say anything. Man, maybe I better not. Because the kids always jump on me. They always go, oh, why did you say something on the radio, man? We always hear it from our stupid, retarded friends. But I really got upset. I got a little upset. You know, see, when I didn't go to college but 2 years, right? But the last thing that I ever wanted to do was rush a fraternity. Now, I understand it was a different time and a different place, different era. Those kinds of things didn't have much value. You know, if I'd belonged to a fraternity, it would have been like the Animal House fraternity, because that's the kind of geek that I was. And it was considered to be something that people who had the wrong mindset did. But now fraternities are back. And a lot of guys and a lot of young women, they get to college, they want to get into a fraternity or a sorority. But the attitudes of those places still seem to be the same. In other words, they vote in on a whim, they vote out on a whim. It doesn't matter. Can I ask a question? How come they get such sacrosanct status at colleges when their admission policies for getting into these fraternities are so cavalier? You know, if you've got a nose hair hanging out of your right nostril one night, nah, get him out of here. If you're not cool enough, if you hit on somebody's girlfriend, if you take too many classes, if you're in ROTC, if you're smarter than the rest of the guys, if you're better looking than the rest of the guys, if you're not as good looking as the rest of the guys, if you don't have a car, if you do have a car, it doesn't make any difference. And for all of these rules, guess what? You get to have a house. You're given all the status at the school. Now, granted, down at USC, most of the fraternity houses are in Watts, but be that as it may. Boy, nice going, you guys. Nice place to have a college. I mean, it's a beautiful campus, but can you maybe move your fraternity row somewhere out of Southgate, out of Carjack country? Might be nice. The University of Southern California, only 3 muggings last week. Freaking guy, you walk onto the campus, and the first 50 yards, everything's got bars on the windows. Then you get into the really nice pastoral interior of the school with Tommy Trojan standing there and his thing hanging out under a fig leaf. And he's got a sword and he's naked. So I don't really want to comment. Maybe that has something to do with the fraternities. But in any event, there I said it and I didn't say it. Okay, so you guys can't get mad at me wherever you are tonight. And you better be in bed. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight it's Bobby and Steve Dooley as they talk to us about Terri Schiavo and how they're going to go to Florida and they're going to convince the governor of Florida to save Terry. And also this evening, Cardinal Johnny Van Sexual's disco Bible reading. That's right, Cardinal Johnny Van Sexual with his disco Bible reading tonight on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The kid who is being held, or killed himself being held. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, you know that kid, that Weiss kid, that I'm going to talk about him here in a second. Did you know that he released a cartoon on the internet? Did you see it? Now, it's pretty good. I mean, I don't mean that the content is great. It shows him blowing people's heads off, but the fact is it shows some talent. I mean, maybe with medication, the guy could have been working on, Lion King or something.
Jesus.
Well, it's just a thought. Kid had talent. You see that? Poor little Indian kid stuck up there in northern Minnesota. Could have been something. But where is he? He's up there in Bemidji. Holy God. You might as well be up at the freaking Arctic Circle. Just scrub brush and cold and geese just getting out of town, man.
Too bad you didn't hire him for your fox pilot. He wouldn't have killed nobody.
Good point. Maybe we would have got on the air, too.
Yeah, he could have added some violence and blowed a guy's head off at the beginning.
How about if we just opened my pilot with me putting a gun in my mouth and then the screen going red?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. That's right up their alley there at Fox. Oh, my God. We would have got on the air had I just... The Phil Hendry Show. And it has an animated picture of me. I put like a Beretta in my mouth, pull the trigger, and then just blood comes down on the screen.
That would have been hysterical.
You know, that if that ever got on the air, well, I tell you what, I wouldn't think I was living on a planet Earth anymore. I'll tell you that. Either that or they're so freaking desperate. But why not? It would have been great. Yeah, if only we'd hired that poor kid for our Fox pilot. What a sick thought that is. Anyway, this young guy, this Weiss kid, and I don't mean to make him sound like he's some poor innocent babe. I mean, the guy killed people, so guess he got what was coming, even if he administered it with his own hand, was said to have been involved in neo-Nazi reading, neo-Nazi literature, neo-Nazi this, the, everything with the neo-Nazi, right? We wanted to get on the line Adolf Hitler to talk a little bit about that with us from Paraguay. Mr. Hitler, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
You watching TV?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the infomercial, you know.
How old are you now?
I'm about, I think I'm over 100 now.
Okay, you're in South America?
Yeah, I'm in South America now, at a friend's home. We get cable. We're getting CNN.
Okay. So what do you think of this whole thing about everybody? Every time something goes wrong, you're blamed, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a sign of the times, you know, everything is Nazi this, Nazi that, you know, and I think, and of course these individuals would never get in, they wouldn't get to the front door with me, all lightweights.
Well, all of these kids, this neo-Nazi stuff, you know, they got Hitler masks, they got swastikas.
Yeah, hold on, is this last week's show?
Am I bothering you?
No, no, it's just Carl. Oh, this is a good one. No, keep it on here. What was your question?
If you're watching TV land, you know, I can...
No, it's all right.
So I was asking you, Mr. Hitler, you being blamed for every time there's a neo-Nazi deal...
Well, you know, you have to understand that I started it all. You know, I was the man who came up with the whole stupid idea in the first place, you know. And,
do you regret it?
Oh, Christ, yeah. I mean, hang on, hold on, here comes Fonzie. Oh, he cracks me up. I piss myself every time he comes. No, you know, it was my idea that we'd have the Third Reich for 1,000 years, and it didn't happen. So I got in a submarine, come down to South America, and here I am.
And there you are.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, there's guys running around nutcases like this kid.
You can't hang that on me.
And, well, if like you say, you're the guy that started it all.
Yeah. Hold on. You put on cologne, it was time to pick up your chick, you chicken down. Yeah, that's Fonzie. I love this guy. You ever seen this show?
Right. Yeah, man, it's like 30 years old.
Well, we got it down here just now.
And you're just getting happy days down in Paraguay?
Yeah, they just, I signed up for the package. You know, all I got for a while was ESPN. And
yeah, that's great. Well, look at, sir, anyway, they're throwing your name around again in relation to a shooting that happened in northern Minnesota.
No, I agree. I think it's terrible, but what am I supposed to do, you know?
How about turning yourself in so we can lynch you like we were supposed to?
Well, how about turning myself in so you can lynch me? Yeah, I bet you'd like that. Look, well, hold on. Here comes... Can I do something for you, Phil? I've been wanting to do this.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I've got Adolf Hitler on the line from Paraguay, and I'm talking about this kid.
No, I just want to do... Can I do my impression of Tom Bosley? Hold on for me.
Marianne, I'm home.
What do you think?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Carl, turn it over. Yeah, put on Martha Stewart.
Thanks a lot.
What are you hanging up, you?
Can I do my impression of Tom Bosley? Okay. Hey, you know those good Christians down there in Florida? They got nice big Christian signs that say, Terry Schiavo, murder! They're bloodthirsty down there tonight. We'll be talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley about it coming up on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Somebody emailed this to me. eBay, there's, you know, I guess you can sell anything on eBay. Can you sell anything? You can sell your, like, your liver and stuff? Because occasionally I hear them say, you know, we're not going to let that happen because we've got standards. I'm trying to still, you know, it's like day 109. I'm trying to find what standards are those, guys? It's fine. I mean, see, people come back with you this, you know. See, they're on eBay right now. There's a guy, he's selling the domain name rememberterry.com. So far, the big bid, $6.50. Nice going, pal. But I'm wondering, and if you ask eBay, well, it's just, you know, the freedom of the marketplace. I get it. Okay, so how come I can't just sell, like, a human skull or something? What if a guy had, like, a skull? I know guys, I don't know them personally, but I've heard of them. They still have skulls, like, from World War II. Seriously. Like, they'd find a skull on an island, like a Japanese skull or something, they'd keep it. The word was Lee Marvin had one. Remember Lee Marvin, the actor? He had a Japanese skull sitting on his mantle in his living room. That's the rumor, anyway. And he'd come in and he'd, you know, wave to it and pour himself a drink. How you doing? So, here they have this rememberterry.com, plus net, plus org. Some guy is selling this. He's got the package of four domain names, rememberterry.com, rememberterry.org, rememberterry.net, rememberterry.info. And that's fine, pal, but do you understand that people are going to be tired of this story and they'll give it 4 weeks? Are you kidding? $6.50. And he put it on eBay. Those people that are out there that you see, they look like they care, they'll move on to the next big story. They'll move on to something else that some talk show host got them all riled up about. It's called white trash. Do you understand? What's the difference between the groupies at the Michael Jackson trial and the people at the Terry Schiavo death watch? The color of their skin. Otherwise, there's no difference. Michael Jackson's people are the black version of the Terry Schiavo people. They're kooks, oddballs, wackos, space cadets. They're way, way out there. By the way, I'm just told, Harry told me, the only rule is no porn on eBay. Well, isn't that great? Hey, they have their standards. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, Terry, what's her name again?
Bobby.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley will be on their way to Florida. 150 Californians to slap some sense into Jeb Bush and help save Terry Schiavo. It's tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.